This is the Angel Connect podcast show, episode number 5, an interview with George Brody at the Tycon South conference in Dallas with Hall Martin. In this episode, we have an interview where Hall Martin discusses entrepreneurship and what kind of factors a mentee needs to know about getting a mentor for starting a company and getting funding, especially angel funding. He deals with this topic with George Brody from the conference, and you'll see that George talks about the requirements for an upcoming or aspiring entrepreneur having dream, having a vision, and having networking. And in the networking, the Tycon Forum is one where they can make connections, also going on LinkedIn. He also specifies some of the areas where networking can help an aspiring entrepreneur, and also how to connect with an angel group, as he has helped others to connect with the angel group investors. Now, in finding a mentor, the Ty Mentor Program puts the burden on the mentee, and it's not that difficult. And Hall Martin, as you'll see in this episode, asks, well, what does he need to do? And the answers are quite interesting. Now, George Brody also tells about his own turning point from being a startup to finally growing and not needing any more money, because he did start with venture capital funding, but then the business was going so well that he was able to let the business stand on its own and become successful. So, without further ado, let's listen to this particular short interview with George Brody as Hall Martin discusses with him the values of mentorship in the Ty program, as well as angel investing fundamentals for those who are Ty members. Let's listen in.
This is Halty Martin with Angel Connect at Tycon South, Dallas in 2014, here with George Brody. George, thank you for joining us today. Can you tell us a little more about your recent exit and the business that you had there?
Thanks, Hall. And this has been a very exciting day today here with Tycon. I'm very happy to be, rubbing shoulders with, people who have done very well as far as, selling the company. Especially the keynote speaker this morning was very inspiring. And this panel that we just went through was, I think, very rewarding for me in the sense that I was able to share my entrepreneurial journey and the exit with potential entrepreneurs who are looking for ideas on how to start their company and how to prepare for exit and all that whole journey.
Great. So what advice do you have for entrepreneurs? We have many entrepreneurs listening to these Angel Connect podcasts. What's your advice to them about starting the business and growing it in the early days? What worked for you, and what advice do you have for them?
Yes. Starting a business, again, would be, you have to have the passion about what you're actually going to build as a company. And be stick with it, just like the keynote speaker said this morning. Believe in it and don't give up, and just go forward with that idea, and make sure that you have every help you can seek out there, with mentors, potential angels, anybody or people who can connect you with companies. You leverage all those resources. So forums like Ty has become very important. Tycon and others would be very useful for entrepreneurs to start building their companies. And I can't overemphasize the need for networking, okay, early on when you start the company. And personally, in my case, I started the company after leaving a very cushy job in the corporate world. To me, it was a big risk. And definitely, that risk was worth taking. Now, looking back 15 years, I think you got to have a dream, a vision, and the courage to stick with it.
So networking is important. What would you advise an entrepreneur to do in networking? What should he do and what should he not do to make networking effective for his company?
Again, and as far as networking goes, should be able to, go to forums like what we just had, Tycon, other places, and seek out, there's somebody who speaks there or gets introduced to some other people. The power of networking is just by, connections, right? So if you go there first time and say, I don't know anybody, don't give up. Get connected either through LinkedIn or any other forums, you can get connected to people in your field of expertise, or you know, people who can help you with raising money, for example. Right now, I was talking to a couple of entrepreneurs who are asking, how do I get connected to the angel groups? Mm-hmm. Okay, so definitely pointed them to a couple of, especially they were in healthcare. I said, you have to go after these angel groups who are actually in the healthcare space. And that was very valuable for them. Had they not stopped and talked to me, they wouldn't have found that out.
And how do you advise someone to find a mentor? What do you tell them to do to find the right mentor for their deal?
Yeah, we've had a very interesting experience with the Thai mentor program here. Mm-hmm. We initially had predefined who the mentor-mentee relationship was. And after about the first couple of interactions, then it self-arranged. They figured out that maybe this other mentor may be more interested in this mentee and vice versa, and we kind of rearranged some of those relationships. So mentors are very valuable, especially if the mentee takes the initiative to really drive the relationship. You can't count on the mentor is busy, very busy, but the mentee has to really take the initiative to call a mentor up and when you need, and they're always going to make time if they can.
So what can the mentee do to recruit the mentor? What does the mentee need to show or demonstrate that would get a mentor interested in spending the time? Because it's a give back to the community, but how does one do that?
Yeah, if you pick the right mentor, then it becomes very easy after that. Usually the mentor is not just there, in name only. He or she is trying to give back, and there is a time they have carved out within their schedule to be able to help an entrepreneur or somebody else who needs their help. So the trick is to ask the potential mentor, would you be willing to help me?
Yeah.
And most of the time, if they are anything like a very successful individual, they would always say yes, unless they don't have absolutely no time.
Right. Let's switch gears a little bit and talk more about the growth of your company and what was the turning point from startup to growth company, and what was that point and how did it happen?
Well, again, as I said, we had a 15-year journey. Okay, started the company in 99, I raised my first round in 2000 with the venture capital money, and then I had three more rounds, and the last round of financing was done in 2011, and then we didn't raise any more money after that. The business was running, and basically the journey has been, build the best product in the world that we can build for a particular market segment, go after and dominate, mm-hmm. and then a suitor will come will need those two things. And that journey has worked out very nicely. We had something of value that a company like Fujitsu wanted, an install base in the Department of Defense and a world-class product that they could take to multiple markets. So it was, again, sticking to the knitting, like making sure you go out and commit yourself to building the best product for the best markets you want to go after.
You mentioned at the beginning that you advise entrepreneurs to stick with their dream and not give it up. At what point should an entrepreneur consider changing a little bit their direction or product while maintaining their dream? How do they differentiate between the two?
Yeah. In fact, that's a very good question, because I didn't say that you don't need to be adaptable. Mm-hmm. That's one of the very important things. The dream is, obviously you're going to build something in a particular area, and for example, what somebody might decide to do a medical device that will help thousands of patients. Okay, and whether you proceed with that vision and suddenly the regulatory climate changes, you can't do it the way you thought about, but it doesn't change your dream of building that particular product for that community out there who needs it. So you'll adapt your business or product to meet the regulatory needs and just continue on.
And you also mentioned that several entrepreneurs were looking for funding and you showed them where to go. What else did you tell them about raising funding? What should they know before they do that?
Okay. Again, if you look at the presentation today that we had, the Entrepreneurial Idol competition, the ones that really got picked as winners were the ones who said, what's the differentiation in the marketplace? What's the product do differently? What's the creativity? What differentiate themselves and, you know, the opportunity to make money and how much are you looking for. Okay, all those points were hit by all the winners out there. The ones who did not do that job did not get picked. Okay, so you have to touch, a potential investor doesn't have that much time. So you just have to be able to communicate why they should be investing in you. So
Well, that's a good point. You have to have something differentiated to begin with to start a company as opposed to another Me Too product or copycat product and so forth. But any final words you want to share with the audience? Any other words of wisdom?
I think America is the best place in the world to start a company and grow it. I think we have a lot of, especially Texas here, we have so much talent pool out here. We should be able to, start a company, attract investors from all over the U.S. to come in, invest in the company, and grow them, and get a very, very solid return if you stick to it.
Well, thank you so much, George, for being on the show today with us and having some time to share with the audience about your experience with Globe Ranger. Thank you so much, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.